Patrick, how you doing today? KO4QLG.
Hi, I'm doing good, Chris. Good to hear you on the radio today. How about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good right now. Just getting ready to do some weed eating in this hot sun.
Hottest part of the day to do that, didn't you?
No, it makes you a better person when you push yourself like that. I got a Camelback full of water that ought to keep me hydrated anytime I need it.
Make sure you drink plenty of it. It's hot out here today.
Looks like the summer is setting in.
So what else you been up to the last couple of weeks?
Just putting up with trying to stay active and moving. That's getting to be a task every day, seems like. But it's a good thing, even though it's bad, it's a good thing.
As soon as you stop, that's when you start having real trouble.
Jarheads never give up in their OTR.
That's correct, Tom. It gets harder every day, but that just means you got to push yourself harder every day, right?
Takes one to know one. That's all I got to say about that in 4OVQ.
In your OTR, who jerked your chain, Tracy? I'm telling you. Well, all I got to say to you, Chris, is Semper Fi.
And Tom, do or die.
You got no choice at our age. Just getting out of bed of a morning's a blessing. Go ahead, Patrick, and pass it up to that QRM Stacy down there in the south.
Good to hear all of you today, and Chris, make sure you take care of yourself out there. You don't want Chad to come rescue you, do you?
Seems to be a little rough. If you've seen the amount of things that he can tear up, I'd hate for him to get a hold of me because I fell out from heat exhaustion.
In 4OVQ. I'm just out here in the backyard. I'm setting up some more bird feeders, so y'all go ahead. I heard that thing come in there, and I figured I better say something to him. But y'all go ahead. Good to hear all of you in 4OVQ. I'll be clear, but I'll be listening.
Well, that means we can't talk about you then, Tracy. I get your name mixed up with a guy I have a lot of fun with there at Lowe's. And he's Stacy, I guess. I don't know. I'm getting old, but good to hear you this morning. Glad you dropped by. You have a good day. Stay out of that heat. It's a killer. I about got overheated on a riding lawnmower a few days ago, Patrick.
Getting in and out of this air conditioning all day, in and out, it's giving me a headache.
Looking outside.
Just getting ready to do some weed eating, then just finished up watering the tomato plants and everything else that's still in the shade that I didn't get to earlier this morning. And see all them dandelions showing their face, I'm going to try to get rid of them right quick while they're easy to see.
Bernice does the weed eating. I couldn't handle that battery-operated weed eater. It's just too heavy for me anymore. But I heard you guys talking about power tills this morning, Patrick, and Milwaukee's a really extra fine till. I used to repair many years, 32 years, I repaired drills and went through a lot of different brands, but the Rockwell was a good one back then, and then we had tried Black & Decker, and they burned up as fast as we put them out there, And then we went to Milwaukee's, and they held up. And I had to take them apart and replace the brushes and the fuels and the armature. They're just a little series motor. But one of the things you can look for, if you can see it, and the way they manufacture things now, you possibly can't. If you look at the commutator on the end of the armature, if it's got lots of cuts, where the mic is at in the commutator, there's lots of segments, like maybe, eighth of an inch wide. That'll be a good drill. It's heavy duty. If you look in there, like the Black and Deckers, they used to be like as much as almost a quarter of an inch wide for each segment. Those are the light duty ones because it don't take as many windings to hook to that segment where the brushes rub on it. You understand what I mean?
Pat, I know exactly what you're talking about, but most of them now are brushless. They don't have brushes in them.
Well, see, I didn't know that. And that's a real good thing. So they're using that rare samarium cobalt magnets on them, I'm sure. And anything that's brushless now is usually better. But that was how we told back in the old days. And those guys in the thermal section, they had like 16-inch drills. And they would drill the little holes to let, when they poured that rubber and that in the thermals for Goodyear, it made those little tits on the tires, you know. And that's what you would see. And so they was drilling 16-inch holes all day long, just all day long with either air tools or electric drills and stuff like that. And boy, they'd go through them, and they could tear up an anvil with a rubber hammer. We're here at the bank. I'm going to go ahead and see if they got any free samples. Chris, be awful careful in that heat. I'm sure 81, but out in the sun, yesterday or day before, my weather station was registering 100, and it'll get to you quick, buddy. If you start feeling funny, we'll get to some shelter. Go ahead and Chris, and pick it up. This is NZLTR, and I'll be clear.
Like I say, I got a camel back, so I just walk around with that thing stuck in my mouth. And I keep drinking the water. And 12 to 20 quarts of water would defeat heat exhaustion. According to my senior drill instructor back in 1989. So I'll keep that water flushing through me, and I don't have a lot to do, just gonna be chopping down them little yellow flowers.
Officer 4, Yankee Uniform November. Chris, hope you're doing good. This is my first transmission on something that's not a boat bank, so it's good, I guess.
What you talking on?
Yezu FT-65.
FT-65 is, that's what I've got too. And I use it every day, even if it ain't nothing but to listen to Tara in the morning while I'm getting ready. But it'll reach all the main repeaters in this area. Seems like I'm on top of a hill when I'm transmitting. So that might make a difference, but it seems to do a real good job for me.
Yes, sir, it's been working pretty good. And speaking of weed eaters, what I'd suggest, at least for electric, would be the Ryobi. And they make really good weed eaters. It's lasted me about 3 years now.
I'm thinking about electric, but this Red Max that I purchased back a few years ago has turned out to be very good money spent. I've been tickled with it. After the first year, I had to get rid of that California compliant trash that's in it. Because I was having problems with it, but once that California compliant stuff got exited out, the tailwind of it, it worked perfect and has been working perfect ever since. I can start it with one pull. And that's saying a lot on a weed eater that's 3 years old.
Chris and the group, I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3s. I am arriving at my next stop. So, Chris, you be careful out there. Gentlemen, Fred, and I don't know the other gentleman's name. Y'all be safe on the roads. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Well, I'll be clear, gentlemen. I might be listening in if I get out of this valley, but I need my destination. KO4HKX, 73, clear.
YUN, I'll also be signing off. Thank you guys. It's been my first real transmission, I guess you could say, without all I had before was just a little old boat thing. But I know it's basically a sin to use that, but I'll be signing off, and I guess it's 7-3, right?
I'm destinated to KO4QOG, so I'll say goodbye all y'all to 73.